Proclamation number 5774 of 24th of September, 1953. Significance of Earth Walk. You humans are to be given an indication of the significance of your earthly walk so that you do not live thoughtlessly into the day, so that you become aware of your responsibility, so that you live a meaningful and purposeful life on Earth. Your existence as a human being is a gift of grace which you should make good use of. It is only an opportunity for your soul to deal with the guilt and to pay it off before it has an extremely painful effect in the kingdom, where the soul will then be considered according to this guilt or will have to live in want. The fact that you are burdened by guilt and what this guilt consists of must be brought to your attention in earthly life, and you do well to desire clarification about it and then live your earthly life accordingly. But if you don't regard earthly life as a means to an end but as an end in itself, then you will hardly benefit your soul during your earthly existence, and then you will not have utilized a gift of grace. You will have mismanaged the pound which was given to you so that you could buy your soul's freedom by increasing it through conscious work on yourselves. No human being remains entirely without indications, for the power which created you humans pursues a purpose with this creation and therefore has to make you humans aware of this purpose. And therefore it addresses you. It has made the connection between it and you possible through the word and thus gives you knowledge through the word of your earthly life task, of your state and your aim. Yet you humans are mostly without faith and therefore attach no value to this divine word. It seems unreal to you and therefore no longer has an effect on you. Yet your attitude does not change the fact that you will live your earthly life in vain if you have not achieved the purpose of ridding yourselves of your guilt, which is the reason for your embodiment on earth. Then only your flesh has lived, but your Roman one, the soul, has not escaped death, from which it should free itself during earthly life. Your soul must now enter the spiritual kingdom in a lifeless state, i.e., without light and without strength, yet conscious of its existence. But on the other hand, just as you would be granted a life of strength and bliss if you used your earthly life properly, if you believed what you were taught, what is proclaimed to people through the Word of God. You humans are always and constantly given instructions but only in a form which does not make your will unfree, and precisely because of your free will it must also be left up to you how you adjust yourselves to these instructions. But God will not cease to speak to you urgently in whatever form it takes. He will pursue you with his admonitions and warnings, he will send messengers to you who speak on his behalf, he will try to awaken your sense of responsibility and do everything to make the significance of earthly life clear to you, even though it always remains up to your free will to live it appropriately. Amen.